Ben glanced up as Luke returned. "So, is the Rockhound nicer on the inside?" Ben asked, then turned around to look at his dad. Luke's emotions were tightly controlled, but Luke was Ben's father, and there was a hardness to his normally open features and a set to his posture that made Ben instantly alert. "No," Luke said bluntly, confirming Ben's initial impression. "Open a channel to the Black Wave. I want to talk to Talon. It's urgent." Vistara had entered just as Luke spoke. She gave Ben a curious look, and he shrugged and did as he was requested.
"Master Skywalker,"
said Talon, almost purring.
"I see your friend and his vessel have arrived safely."
"They have, and we're almost ready to depart. I assume you noticed that only one of the ships you left back on Clatooine made it."
"Indeed. I understand your friend Lando and your niece, is it, Jaina Solo, were instrumental in resolving the situation."
"Situation?"
said Vistara.
"Jaina?"
said Ben at the same moment. Luke waved them to silence. "They rendered what they felt was a fair verdict. I hope you appreciate the scale of what you've just instigated and the lives it might cost. Too bad you didn't get any samples." Ben shot Vistara a look. It was her turn to shrug and shake her head in confusion. She seemed as baffled as he by the conversation. Talon sounded offended when he replied,
"Samples? Master Skywalker, I think it is obvious by now that the Starstalker acted on its own. I admit the tribe does have a certain fascination with glass and with things of beauty in general, but cause that kind of an incident for a few samples? Please. It would create more problems than we need at this moment. No, it was foolish of Holper, and he paid the price."
"Oh yes, he and his entire crew paid, because your Captain Leha Fall left him to twist in the wind," Luke said, his voice cold. "But I suppose that is standard behavior for Sith. I just wanted you to know I know, and I hope you won't leave me to twist in the wind like you did your own people. Regardless, we're a full vessel short right as we're going in to confront Abeloth. I hope that doesn't tip the balance."
"You sound like you're expecting a fight, Master Skywalker."
"I'm always prepared to fight when I must, and who I must. Is your fleet ready?"
"They began pre-flight checks once your Rockhound and the Wing Dagger joined us."
"Good. I want to discuss our plan of action before we enter the Maw. Vistara, Ben, and I have all been to Sinkhole Station. I shared my report on what we found there with you." Luke had agonized over that, Ben knew. He didn't want to share anything with the Sith, but if they were going to work together effectively as allies, they had to know what Luke and Ben knew about certain things. Sinkhole Station was on that list. "Sinkhole Station was not in the best shape when we left it. Before we approach Abeloth's world, I want to go to the station again. I believe we will find information there that will help us."
"What kind of information?"
Talon was instantly alert. "I'll have a better idea when we're there," Luke said, deflecting the question. In truth, Ben knew, Luke didn't think they'd find information. He wanted to see if there was any way he could effect repairs to the station, bring it back to its proper position, because the more time passed, the more both Luke and Ben felt certain that Sinkhole Station played a vital role in keeping Abeloth where she currently was.
"Very cryptic of you, Master Skywalker. You'd made a fine Sith,"